So, yeah, I want to hear a little bit also about what else we're going to be hearing from in terms of pembrolizumab, but just sticking with this first, any thoughts? You know, occasionally in oncology you see, I mean, Cleopatra sort of was an example where you see a much greater benefit in survival than progression-free survival. People always come up with sort of theories why. Any hypotheses in this particular situation, if it's really true, why you see such a disproportionately positive effect on survival?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this has certainly been an observation in other tumor types with immuno-oncology drugs, that some of the big impact, you know, there may not be much difference at all with the progression-free survival, but that there can be this tail on the curve where there's a group of patients who really sustain long-term disease control. And, you know, I think we were all hoping in breast cancer that when we looked at those curves initially from IMpassion 130, that we were going to see a nice tail on the curve. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't see the shape of curve that we would typically have come to recognize with these agents in melanoma and lung cancer and things like that. But that's really been the idea, that there's going to be a group of patients that really have much more sustained long-term benefit.
And certainly in other tumors, for example, non-small cell, a big part of the motivation is that the patient's going to end up on that tail of the curve. They're going to have a prolonged benefit, maybe unmaintained in some situations. And of course, here it's a little bit complicated because you have chemo on board also. But, I mean, do you see patients? Were patients seen in the trial? Was there enough follow-up to know in terms of what happens 2 or 3 years later? Are there more people alive and without progression in the checkpoint arm?
I think that the numbers are small.